Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of Jean McGarry, born Providence, 1952, grew up in a working-class Catholic family, went off to Harvard, first person in her family to attend college. Her books include Heirs of Providence, The Courage of Girls. Jean McGarry, who said, "Bad men make for more interesting stories." William Humphrey, born Clarksville, Texas, 1924, on this day, wrote stories, novels about life in small-town Texas. William Humphrey, who said, "There is nothing on earth harder than being humorous, nothing worse when you fail." Amy Bloom, New York City, 1953, became a psychotherapist, then decided to write short stories. Her first collection was Come to Me, 1993. Her novel, Lucky Us, will be published next month. Amy Bloom, who said, "There are no general stories. One doesn't hear general stories as a therapist. One hears unbelievably specific, intimate, detailed stories. There is no big picture. There is only this particular moment in this particular life." It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Powers, born Evanston, Illinois, 1957. He was a computer programmer in Boston when he went to the Museum of Fine Arts and one day saw a photograph of three farm boys headed to a dance, and he was inspired to quit his job the next Monday and spend 2 years writing his first novel entitled Three Farmers on Their Way to a Dance. Author of many more novels, including most recently Orfeo. Richard Powers, who said, "The single most useful trick of fiction for our repair and refreshment is the defeat of time. A century of family saga and a ride up an escalator can take the same number of pages. Fiction sets any conversion rate, then changes it in a syllable." It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "The books we think we ought to read are pokey, dull, and dry. The books that we would like to read, we are ashamed to buy. The books that people talk about, we never can recall. And the books that people give us, oh, they're the worst of all." The poet Carolyn Wells, born Rahway, New Jersey, 1862. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry. "The need comes on me now to speak across the years to those who finally will live here after the present ruin in the absence of most of my kind who by now are dead or have given their minds to machines and become strange, overqualified for the hard handwork that must be done to remake, so far as humans can remake, all that humans have unmade. To you, whoever you may be, I say come, meaning to stay. Come, willing to learn what this place, like no other, will ask of you and your children, if you mean to stay. This land responds to good treatment. I heard my father say time and again in his passion to renew, to make whole, what ill use had broken. And so to you whose lives taken from the life of this place I cannot foretell, I say come and treat it well." A poem by Wendell Berry from his collection This Day, Sabbath Poems Collected and New, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.